That was one of the big epiphanies for me discussing this stuff with Rita and doing the research. If you waive privilege, all you do is convert privileged CCI into unprivileged CCI. It's still confidential client information, and that is one of the major takeaways for this. That said, let's look at, let me see if I can make this thing work properly. So we've already been through the notes, and let's talk about Tim and Sue at the party. So we got the loud drunk at the party, and the questions were, you know, can you tell them everything? Can you tell them nothing? My consensus on that is that the best answer is A, that in fact you can tell, if you feel like it, you can tell Sue and her lawyer everything. That you would go with C if you're going to be conservative about it, or if some of the facts that we kind of buried turn out a little differently. The starting point is that Tim is not your client, at least in my, and that to me is unequivocal. The next question is he a prospective new client? And you could make an argument about that. I certainly tried to structure the question so that he would not qualify as a prospective client. You know, he says he has a lawyer already. He's already probated the will. He's not talking to you with a reasonable expectation that you're going to end up being his lawyer. So if he does not qualify as a prospective, first of all, if he's not a prospective client, you're done. He's not a client. He's not a prospective client. There's no attorney-client confidentiality. Blab whatever you feel like blabbing. If he does somehow qualify as a prospective client, then what you come up with is, first of all, you can't disclose his prior fraudulent acts anyway. So the fact that he already fraudulently probated a will, you really can't do much about that. But you are required, excuse me, you're authorized, not necessarily required, to disclose, to try to prevent him from committing further criminal acts. What would you add to that, Rita?
Well, I'm not sure I completely agree that he's absolutely not a prospective client. That, you know, always is a fact question based on the situation. And certainly somebody that has an attorney is authorized to go and get a second opinion somewhere. And so if somebody comes to you for advice in a particular matter, they already have an attorney, there is the possibility that they're thinking about hiring you to represent them. And so I think that if you're going to engage in a conversation with somebody when they're asking you legal questions and you're responding with legal advice, the most conservative approach when you're thinking about ethics is to treat it as a prospective client. The best approach is to say, you know what, make an appointment with my office and I'll talk to you on Monday morning if you'd like, and just not even engage in that conversation.
And you'll enjoy your parties more also. So how would that scenario change in our in the next scenario? We have a very quiet Tim who does not have an attorney, and his sister is hiding in a very specific oleander bush.
And I picked oleander because ours is like really big and you could hide behind it. So. In this one, I think Tim has I think he's a prospective client. I think it's really hard to come up with any other conclusion. And as a prospective client, he has the right to confidentiality. And so the best answer in this one is going to be just you tell them nothing under any circumstances.
I agree. And just so you know, there are ethics opinions that talk about the fact, and it's mentioned in Rule 1.05, and I believe in the comments and in the preamble to the ethics rules, that when somebody is considering hiring you and they have a consult with you, everything in that consult is to be treated as confidential information.
And I would point out that in this case, it's actually privileged confidential information. It's been disclosed to Sue, but not voluntarily. And you don't waive privilege if someone eavesdrops on you. You have to voluntarily make that disclosure before that's going to be an issue.
All right. So also, in between the two scenarios, you have maybe that it was more generally known in the first scenario than in the second scenario. So Sue hears it, but describe what generally known means and how that assesses your evaluation of this issue.
Okay, well, there's actually a couple scenarios that are going to focus on that, but generally known means that It's known by a general population, a general group of people. For instance, I have oleanders on the west side of my house. I've just shared a fact with you. I do not think that the fact that I have oleanders on the west side of my house qualifies as generally known yet, just because, what, 100 lawyers in a room know about it? Rita?
Generally known is going to be something that is, you know, on the evening news or headlines on paper where pretty much all the public will know about it. It's not something that is just known within a group of people or something that is available to the public. You have to know that it exists and go look for it. It's going to be something that everybody knows.
All right. And so so you're all right.
I think are we at Rocky now?
We are on Rocky now.
Okay.
So Rocky is our favorite plaintiff's lawyer, and we have gone in to talk to the client about doing a will for them, and it doesn't go so well. So,
right. To me, so the first question, are your communications with the lawyer confidential? I think the answer to that is clearly true, and I think that the answer to the next question, your communications with Laura are clearly privileged. About the only difference between Laura and any other prospective client is that, and it is quirky, she lacks the contractual capacity to ever actually become a client. So you could say, well, how can she be a prospective client if becoming a client is an absolute impossibility? And I guess there's some sophistry appeal to that, which makes it appealing to me, I'll admit, but the public policy idea that someone who, your lack of contractual capacity denies you the right to the protection of privilege, that just messes with my head. Agreed? More or less?
This is a tough one because, you know, I guess